When you ask the question, how can I remove me from fulfillment? You actually will have better fulfillment. 1 + 1 = 3 in that situation, because now there's a system in place. You probably have hired someone to take care of them. It allows you to be a creator again instead of being slave to what you've created. Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. What's up? Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. Excited to have you here. A lot of cool updates coming down the pipeline for you guys soon. I'm getting on a plane. I'm going to go close on a business that we bought that I've been talking about a little bit here and referencing. I started talking about on this podcast when like the LOI was signed, but now we're actually closing on it. So I'm going to go fly over there and ink it, which is awesome. Very exciting. So I'm going to leave here in just a few hours, actually. But I thought I would jump on here real fast and share with you a lesson that I got reminded of. I don't remember the first time I heard this. I think it was a college teacher. And the reason this memory popped up is because, you know, I was on Instagram and this is yesterday. This ad popped up. This guy was advertising some like tax service or something like that. And he was like, hey, look, we've got this really unique thing that we can go do to get you extra money on your business, you know, get your money back. Anyway, it was really interesting. And I've used things like that before. And, you know, for the most part, I found success with them. But the comments is what was cracking me up. So I took a screenshot of it. I'm going to read it here. Okay. Someone goes, well, what's your fee for this tax thing that you do? And someone responded to that and said, they charge a huge percentage for only about 2 or 3 hours of work. Absolute ripoff. And I was like, super mad that someone thought that. Like, it reminded me on why I don't like doing certain styles of business, like, and certain types of offers. So what I said is, if time is still how you measure value, then you're still stuck in the lower class economy. The results-based economy is a better life. Who cares how long it takes them if you get your result? Okay, and I want to just dissect this for a moment here, because this is really important to understand. And I find that we ran into this with a salesperson we had just recently. Someone was like, well, I guess it wasn't that recent. It feels recent. In entrepreneurial timelines, it feels recent, but it was like 6 months ago, I guess. There was somebody that they were chatting with who was interested in our program. And we moved the program from 12 months to 6 months. And the reason is because we started realizing that people were associating the length of the program with the value of the program. And they were also taking a year to execute what they could have done in 30 days. Does that make sense? So we shortened the time of the program and actually increased what was in there and, you know, the results the person gets when they buy. And which is awesome. And everyone loves it. It's awesome. It's super cool. And not all programs are that way, you know, coaching programs, things like that. But for ours, it certainly mattered. And we had a sales guy that was like, how on earth are you planning to cut their value they get in half? And I was like, whoa, hard stop. Okay. Value is not time. Value is not the amount of time, right? And if you sell offers where your time in the chair is what the value is, that means your offer doesn't have enough. It has too much you in it. Does that make sense? I like to sell in the results-based economy, not the time-based economy. And there was a college teacher I had that I think it was a college teacher. He brought it up, this is years ago, brought it up and he's like, hey, look, what you go do in your life, like there's just these, you can go trade time for dollars or you can provide a result for dollars. And that's not associated with the amount of time that I spend doing the thing. And this is what I found when I was doing like a lot of the One Funnel Away Challenge stuff and working with a lot of kind of newer entrepreneurs. This was one of the hardest things for not everyone, but a lot of people to break, was this mentality shift that when you're going out and you're starting to create your offer, truly creating a scalable thing, whatever that is, I mean, it takes some mental work to remove you, putting you in an offer. There's nothing wrong with that per se. And like, I know that you're like, oh, if it's consulting, yeah, that's you, you know, but in just the general offer that you make, whatever you put out in the, just anywhere, You are not the offer. You are not the business. You are not the fulfillment. You are not the person in charge of all lead gen, right? There are systems that you create for all that, and you're just icing on the cake. And that's really the mentality you need to have with this. The first time I ever saw probably one of the most extreme cases of this was, I know I say a lot of stories that are years ago, but part of it is just because they're good stories with good principles. So hopefully that's okay. It was about 5 years ago. I was coaching this lady and it was a client from ClickFunnels. It was not my person. I think I was doing some fulfilling in, I think it was the original Two Comic Club coaching program, if that means anything to you. If not, it was a program a long time ago. And this lady was selling, her offer was basically this. She was selling she was in e-com. So she had like a physical good that was like $20 or something. I mean, it wasn't very expensive. And in the offer, on every single offer, like any product that sold, she gave away like a 15-minute phone call. And I was like, just, I said, hey, I'm going to do it right now. I said, how many hours are in a year? 365 times 24, 8,760. Right, 8,760. And I was like, okay, so I was like, you have this natural cap. You can't sell more, you know, times 60. So it's about 500,000 minutes. I was like, that means you have a natural cap of 0.25. I was like, you'll never sell. Your year is over, right? Your year is over. The point is to sell hundreds of these a day. I was like, there's not enough time in the actual day for you to be fulfilling this thing. And she's like, well, how else do I provide value? And that was again, so it's a classic example of what I'm talking about. Many, many times I find that people will go put things that involve their personal time in offers that do not match. That's fine if you do it in an offer that does match things, you know, like a mastermind, like consulting, like certain styles of coaching, you know, certain styles of hold your hand, you know, whatever that might be. But there is a clear threshold where you do not go below that. And it really goes, and if you're like, all right, Steve, I get the concept now, you know, and I really got to get to the results-based economy. That economy you can scale. That economy you can, you know, I'm flying to I'm flying to go, you know, finish this company deal of the one I'm buying. And what am I thinking? I'm thinking, how can we scale as the fastest possible? Red flags always have to do with tying the attractive character's time into the offer. And thankfully, this lady has not done that and has other salespeople selling for her already. Right? She scaled herself. Her time is not in getting the sale. Her time is not in fulfilling the sale. Her time is not in, right? That's how you can't create like a real business. All right. And it's behind this whole concept where you realize you are not a cog in the machine at all, at any point in the business, top to bottom. That's not easy to do. But that's like, in my mind, what it really takes to build the business, where it's not you as the business. So in my mind, that's the difference between a promotion and a business, right? A hobby-based promotion where you make some money on it every once in a while, and a business. If it is revolving around you, it means it's probably revolving around your time, which means you're probably not actually playing in the results-based economy. So if you're like, all right, Steve, this is cool. How on earth do I apply this? Look at your offer first and foremost and ask what it is that the person actually wants, because they might think that it's you, but it probably isn't. It's what you perceivably will be giving them. So then it's like, all right, if they think they want me. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Me, because I've run into this a lot. So how did I solve it? If they think they want me, what they really want is validation on their idea, which means how can I help them validate their idea without me, right? Now, that's the right question to ask. I find that most questions are actually easy to answer. It's just finding the right question that is the harder part. So just ask yourself that, like, what is the result that they're wanting? Because when it comes down to it, if there was another, you know, Joe Schmo, another person just like you, and their offer was better, they'd buy from them. You know, like it's not, you know, certainly you have people that are kind of like the hyper loyal fans, which I appreciate all of you guys who are of me. Appreciate that. I know it's been a crazy journey, but a lot of cool lessons coming down. I think it'll help a lot of people. But, you know, start realizing that you are totally replaceable. So you putting your time or perceived time with you or whatever inside of an offer is a huge issue for any business that's going to be an actual business versus just, again, a promotion. So start asking that. What result do I need to provide in here? And then I start asking questions like, how can I remove me? And this is, I've said this before in the past, and people will get a little bit like, oh, you're trying to remove yourself out of the business. You don't want any relationships in business. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that when you ask the question, how can I remove me from my own offer? When you ask the question, how can I remove me from fulfillment? You actually will have better fulfillment, right? 1 + 1 = 3 in that situation, because now there's a system in place. You probably have hired someone to take care of them. It allows you to be a creator again instead of being slave to what you've created. Does that make sense? Like, asking this question, in my mind, is one of the most responsible things a new entrepreneur can do to cross the bridge from, hey, this worked and I made some money, to, you know what, I made something real here. You know, I made something with some stability, some actual value. And because it's not tied to me, because it's not based on my time, because fulfillment happens at an amazing level without my direct involvement, actually everyone gets served more, right? And that's the whole point of this episode. That's the whole point of this. So go back and ask yourself, with your business, what can you do to remove you? What can you do to remain in the results-based economy, especially in something like a depression coming up, right? Which I know technically we're already in, but especially something like that. What can you do to provide a better result? Now, in any business I've ever been involved in ever, there's always a copious amount of time involved in the front. But if it's continued copious time after, like, you know, a certain amount of time, which I know is probably very much variable on everyone's companies and markets, it means that really the entrepreneur is in the way. You got to get out of the way, get to the results-based economy, get out of the way of your own thing that you've made, because it's not going to work otherwise. So anyway, hey, I'm going to go ahead and stop here. And I'm just going to tell you, I feel like I've turned some very interesting corners myself in terms of entrepreneurship and where I'm going and my own growth. And the reason I like entrepreneurship is because it's a vehicle for my own growth. It's obviously a vehicle for making money and impact and all that, but I'm just a growth hungry dude. And I don't know why. I've just always been that way. And so I'm just curious by nature and want to know how everything works all the time, 24/7, and play the entire way while I do it. And so I've kind of taken this big circle and I'm thinking that I'm going to go I want to document the rebuild of my business. I legitimately a year ago actually shut down like basically all my stuff. I mean, there's like three .coms up, and two of them are like, you know, one of them stevegLarson.com, the other one is salesfunnelradio.com. And then I shut down a ton. My point is I think I want to go and live document me rebuilding all of my stuff. And honestly, those of you who were in my Facebook group from the beginning, I mean, I got like 15,000 followers in that group really quickly because I just kept documenting everything that I was doing. And I know sometimes it was long because you're watching me design a funnel, you know, or something like that, but it's super valuable. And it helped a lot of people. And it was fun for me to do as well. I'm a teacher at heart. And so I don't know. I'm going to go remake my group again. I called it the Capitalist Pigs group. Recently, I changed that name. The issue has been that it's attracted not the right person. You know what I mean? Capitalist Pig is a really cool identity to wear, but when it's a forward facing with no context, it's attracting a different person, which is the right kind of feathers to ruffle. Like, I'm happy about that. And in another sense, it means it's totally working. But I'm going to go remake the group itself. I'm going to rename it and in that group be much more involved in there. I've missed that tremendously. I've been highly automating and walking away from a lot of the things that I've put together so that I can just now rebuild the best parts of what I had for four years, but also document my journey as I start to buy these companies, because I really feel there's going to be a lot of interesting scenarios that all of you will likely want to hear about. This is Sales Funnel Radio, and in the past, I've only ever thought to talk about and use this show to talk about individuals using funnels for their individual business, right? And now I'm like, what if the theme of the show shifts just a little? Still be doing similar to what it's been, but I'm going to start documenting what I'm doing to all these companies that I'm buying and how my process, it's the Internet Launch Secrets process, man. That is my core formula. I use it all over the place. New business, experienced business, right? Business that doesn't know what they're doing at all. Business that wants to just get another zero behind the revenue. Like, it's my process for all of it. There are others, but that's the core one. Anyway, my point is that I'm going to be remaking that group, documenting some of that stuff as well. And I think it'd be fun to even interview some of these business owners, you know, a couple months after the fact to kind of just take a stamp of what's happened since I've bought them. I'm also thinking about doing have a vlog person follow me and watch what I'm doing in every single business, and almost like Mark Rober style, create a video per business for like YouTube stuff. It's the current plan. So anyway, there's a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipeline. I'm going to go do the offer launch event soon again also, but it will be different. I'm going to make it kind of be the best of the best from 5 years of doing events and make it maybe shorter too. So anyway, more to come, guys. Thank you so much. Apologize for me just kind of going off the cuff there for a little bit there. But hey, thank you so much for being here. If you are interested in working for me, I am looking for a funnel building marketing management apprentice, if you will. Go to stevejlarson.com, scroll to the bottom. There's a link there that says work for Steve. And you can submit right there. In fact, I'll probably leave it open forever, but I'm looking for someone to kind of be my right wing, you know, to take them under my wing, right hand, so to speak, kind of like I was at ClickFunnels for about 12 months. And if someone can commit to that for a year, put their own stuff on hold, which I am asking, then after that, fly away, go explore your career, all that stuff. But I'll teach you all my tricks. But anyway, hey, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being here. Remember to get in the results-based economy, especially in our current economic economy and where it's moving. And thanks for listening. Bye. Hey, if you weren't aware, stevejlarson.com is my hub for everything that I'm involved with. If you want more traffic, or offers, funnels, launches, content, leads, it's all there. Would you like some consulting? A lot of people have been renting our studio for their events or a challenge, or even if you want to have me on your show, it's all on stevejlarson.com. There's also contact links that we put on the page that you'll see in what we call the hero funnel. I call it a PR funnel because it highlights all the common PR questions that we get. I only bring this up because the show is called Sales Funnel Radio. That's what you'll see when you go there. If you're not sure where to start on this entire internet marketing world, stevejlarson.com has a list of great resources and education links. I also have a really cool little Easter egg Atari game in the footer called Funnel Heroes. You'll love it. I'll see you at stevejlarson.com.